大家好，我是 Jenny， 祝大家国庆 and 中秋愉快。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Yeah, where do we even start with the wishing and the celebrating?
I know, too many good things.
Mm-hmm.
对，那今年呢，国庆和中秋很巧的在同一天啊，所以这个十一呢也特别的快乐有意义。再加上今年我们遇到了那么多的挑战，现在终于可以好好的放假，然后好好的庆祝我们伟大的祖国，还有我们传统的中秋佳节。
Yeah, so there is a lot going on.
I know.
On the 1st of October.
好，那我们先来跟大家说一下啊，这个我想国庆和中秋可能很多朋友都会说了，但问题他们碰到一起要怎么办，对不对？
Right, right. So very quickly, let's just talk about National Day.
国庆节。
And Mid-Autumn Festival.
中秋节啊， yeah. 那我们以前在节目里有讲过，口语里说到节日不太用 festival 这个词、
mm.
但是呢我们这些传统佳节的名字、
mm.
the name usually 就会出现 festival。
Yeah, I think that festival warning is more for western days、
right,
like
right,
we don't call Christmas festival
exactly
or Thanksgiving festival.
好，但是中秋节是 Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah, you guys have the festivals. You can go to, yeah, just enjoy the festivals.
So fun. 好，那现在问题来了，今年国庆和中秋在同一天，这个要怎么表达呢？
Okay, so a few different ways we can express this. One of them is just to say they happen on the same day.
Yeah, 我刚想到也是这个 happen 就是发生，对吧？在同一天 on the same day.
Right.
所以大家要注意这里的介词啊，当你说在同一天的时候，我们要用 on the same day.
Right, always remember that, guys. On the day. But there is another way we can also say something similar. Happen at the same time.
对，这里 time, same time 介词就不能用 on 了、而是要用 at.
Right, now time, of course, is very abstract, but usually with time,It's at.
Right. 诶，那所以国庆和中秋今年同一天，我们可以说 National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival happen on the same day this year?
That's right.
Okay. 还有什么其他的词呢？
Okay, well, if you are practicing for your IELTS and you need perhaps a higher level word, you can use coincide.
Coincide,、mm-hmm. 哦，就是那个 coincidence 很巧那个词、是吧？但这里 coincide 是一个动词。
Right, right. And it just means happen at the same time. So we could say they coincide with each other or A and B coincide.
啊，比如 National Day coincides with Mid-Autumn Festival this year.
Yes.、
Okay. 好，最后我来推荐大家一个超级简单的词。但是非常地道的口语就是 meet.
Oh, yeah.
对不对 ?M-E-E-T.、Meet, 他们就将会汇合了嘛 ,same time. 所以我们可以说 National Day meets Mid-Autumn Festival this year.
You sure can.
好 ,got it. 那两个那么好的节日 meet 了对吧所以今年呢我们的长假又更长了一点。本来我们就有一个 1 week, you know, a 7 day break for National Day.
Right.
但今年 because of 中秋 we get 1 extra day.
That's right, making it an extremely auspicious 8 day break.
auspicious 就是很吉利、That's、很吉祥的、
Very lucky.
I know, 我们喜欢八嘛，对吧？哎、我刚刚注意到 Adam 没有说 8 days break, 而是说 8 day break.、
Okay, that is very important. That is something that,、that we really want to hammer home this time. Whenever we say a number before the noun, you know, a 2 hour movie,、a 3 week vacation, we never add an S.
对，因为这里呢，我们把前面的那个数字变成了一个形容词。
Right.
啊，所以大家要注意，不要在这个天数啊什么，就数字后面加复数。另外呢，写起来的时候当中要加一个那个 hyphen.
Oh, right, right,
对吧？
Right,
中间有一横啊。
Yes, but if you're going to put 8 days, that information after the noun, don't worry about the hyphen and it will be the break was eight days, or the coat was $500.
好，那这个很 auspicious, 很吉祥的数字，八天的 break, 我觉得就像前面说的 We really deserve it this year.
Yeah, for sure. This has been one heck of a year.
One heck of a year. 就很有挑战，很 challenging 的一年啊。所以呢，当英文你要说，哎，真的是要好好的休息，庆祝一番啊，你可以说 it's well deserved.
That's right.
哎，当中也有一个hyphen破折号 well 破折号deserved,
right,
对吧？
Right, right, right.
Because it's an adjective.
Because it's an adverb and an adjective.
Oh, 是。比如说这次的假期你是 well deserved. 那如果你的公司对你很好还给你发了个红包或者一个什么 raise, it's also well deserved.
Yeah, because you worked really hard.
对对。We've all been through a lot this year.
Yes, that's an understatement.
好，那接下来我们就说说大家怎么庆祝这个双节同庆呢？Double the happiness, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. How do you handle all the fun?
And all the festivities.
That's an overload for me. Like if Christmas were on the same day as my birthday.
Actually,
that would be bad because that would mean less presents.
Oh, 这倒是。可能生日礼物和圣诞礼物就合二为一。
You just get one present. Here you go.
变相缩水。But not for us this year. 因为我看到，哎，国内朋友他们的 holiday plans, 这些计划 I think they're like double up on the fun.
Double up on the fun or double up on the rest.
Oh, 这个很重要啊。Speaking of how you celebrate 这个国庆 / 中秋，我觉得对很多朋友来说，特别你之前工作很辛苦的啊，就是要先休息一下。
Right, so you can catch up on sleep.
You can sleep in every day.
You can sleep in every day, right? That's a good way to catch up on sleep. You can just rest.
其实讲到刚刚那两个 sleep, sleep in 是说你要晚起来一点，对不对？
Right, yeah, you sleep in until 10 o'clock.
然后你刚刚还说 catch up on sleep. 那 catch up on something 就是你缺乏的东西你就要补，所以补觉就是 catch up on sleep.
Right, you're behind and you gotta get back up where you should be.
Right. 好，那前面你也说大家可以多多休息。
Okay, so rest.
Rest. Get some rest.
Get a lot of rest, maybe.
Get a lot of rest. 可不可以说 rest up?
Rest up is a good phrase. I usually use rest up before something. Like, for example, if I have a big, important day tomorrow, I will rest up before that day. It's kind of like save up money for...A purchase or save up energy.
好，那好好休息，我们就可以说 get plenty of rest.
That's good.
Get a lot of rest, or you just take it easy.
Well, that's how I would celebrate any holiday. Yeah, 8 days, 80 days. Just take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy 是很 general 很广的嘛，对吧？你可能 you're getting a lot of sleep. You're going out with your friends. You're doing lots of shopping. 总之就是很轻松，好好的放松。
Right. Nothing is going to make you sad. Nothing is going to make you mad.
Yeah. 好，那但是呢，当然这次八天的一个长假哦。也是 travel 旅游的一个好时机嘛。
Yeah, any other year, right?
Right. 对，我们现在在北美 travel 还是比较不安全的事情啊。但是在国内，好多同事朋友都 travel 啊。
Well, most of my friends told me that yes, they're traveling, but they're not traveling far.
啊，对对对，也就近周边玩一下啊。那这个就可以说 not traveling far 嘛，可以说 I'm just traveling in nearby places.
Nearby places or in the vicinity of.
In the vicinity.
That's another.
有点难，对。
I'm in Alt's mood today.
或者你可以说 I'm just traveling around. 比如你住在北京 I'm traveling around Beijing.
The thing about that though is that gives me the impression that you're staying in the city.
Oh, you're not going, you're not leaving the city.
Right. And hey, maybe you guys are staying in the city. Maybe you're taking a staycation.
Right.
You're not leaving the city. But for example, if, you know, you work all the time in Shanghai and you want to go to Hangzhou or Suzhou, that would be in the vicinity.
Right. 好的。但是对很多朋友来说呢，今年之前疫情的这个挑战啊，可能比如春节也没有回家看家里人，对吧？老家的朋友，所以现在是一个好时机 to go, 可以说什么？ To go home, go back to my hometown?
You can say go home, yeah, go back to my hometown, or just go visit family and friends.
对, it's very important.
Yeah.
那回去的时候呢，肯定带上月饼，拎上月饼。
Oh yeah, gotta bring those mooncakes.
Yeah, mooncakes. 诶，我前面还问 Adam, 我说 mooncakes 是两个单词，还是现在变成一个单词了？
Mm-hmm. So we checked Wikipedia, the most trusted source.
Yeah.
And we definitely came to the conclusion that it is one word.
Yeah. 虽然是由两个词组成的，但现在它是自己的一个名词，对不对？好，那 mooncakes 真的是中秋节就是不可或缺的一部分。
An indispensable part of the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Oh, this is such a great word. Indispensable, 就是 you can't live without it.
That's right.
没有这个东西就不是中秋节了，对不对？
Sure. So Jenny used live as an example, but what about work? You know, for example, at your work, maybe you are so important that you are indispensable.
Adam, you are indispensable at Jenny, Open Language.
Thank you so much.
不用谢，不用谢。Well deserved, 实至名归。
Do I get a mooncake for that?
我可以啊，我在华人超市，哎，你 inspire 我了。我其实应该买一点，我们录节目的时候还没到十一啊，我买一点，对，请我们所有的主播吃。
Nice.
你喜欢
豆沙？
我刚才想问豆沙还是莲蓉啊还是奶黄啊。
I don't know what it is about the custard ones. Yeah, let's just stick to the 豆沙。
我们这个奶黄比你们外国的好很多。Different! 我今年一定要给你买。
OK, I'll try.
好，那还有我们上一期节目说到了这个消费券啊。So I'm guessing you'll be using lots of shopping coupons and vouchers.
Yeah, that's right. Get some shopping done.
是。
Shop for old Adam. Send him over some stuff.
哎，所以今年虽然没有办法回国，但是录这期节目也让我觉得非常的快乐，很幸福，能够跟大家一起感受这种 ，you know, it's both patriotic, 那种爱国的情绪，还有 it's very festive.
And festive, yeah.
对，我们前面 festival 是名词，是节日。Festive 是形容词。
Right. Now, for any long-time listeners of Open Language, you guys know that this is not the first time that Jenny and I have recorded National Day.
Or 中秋 Mid-Autumn Festival.
Right, but you're right. When you said those words just now, I think this is the first Mid-Autumn Festival in a long time where it's really like, I do want to eat that mooncake. Yeah, so enjoy it, guys.
对，最后还想说的就是，今年我们现在可以那么快乐的庆祝国庆和中秋，就是因为一线的抗疫战士，对吧？然后我们的祖国把我们照顾的那么好，不像在北美，我们现在还是每天很紧张。Like just the idea of you can travel, you can go out and have fun is very distant for us.
Yeah, for sure. So from the bottom, the absolute bottom of our hearts.Thank you to all the first responders.
Essential workers.
To all the essential workers who made it possible for this holiday season to be enjoyed.
没错。刚刚讲到了两个概念啊，一个是 first responders, 还有一个是 essential workers. First responders, who are we talking about?
Well, generally we're talking about policemen, firemen, and ambulance drivers. But this year...
Doctors and nurses. 对。
And ambulance drivers, of course.
是因为一有情况他要第一时间的出去响应、对吧所以叫 first responders.后来我们说到的 essential workers, 这样的一群人啊 essential 其实和我们刚刚说那个 indispensable, 说月饼是中秋节 indispensable 的一部分。
Right, so the essential workers are basically the ones that are helping us get food.
对 ,essential 和 indispensable 的意思差不多啊,就是很重要很重要、
yeah.
不可或缺的。所以在疫情的时候比如哎超市它还是要开我们能去买吃的东西对吧、mm. 超市的收银员还有 all the people who, you know, were transporting the food and everything、mm-hmm. to make it possible, 然后清洁工这样不能休息的这些、
right.
对都是 essential workers,、
mm-hmm.
对。Once again, hats off to you guys. 谢谢大家。希望你们也有一个就 well-deserved 8-day break.
Mm, absolutely.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。祝大家国庆中秋快乐。
That's right, guys. Happy National Day and happy Mid-Autumn Festival to all of you.